I'm Vicky Merrick, and this time for the Local Food Report, I went to Westport to witness a family traditional crab fest. Rick Guidelli and his family have been feasting on blue crab off the waters of the Westport River since he got here about 30 years ago. Long, lazy summer crab dinners have evolved into a full-blown crabbing competition and a crab fest party that has grown into a huge event. The competition starts at 7 in the morning, and there are rules.
No crabs from Rhode Island. You can't catch crabs prior to the crabbing time. You cannot... Can't raid the preschool or the kindergarten. You got to keep the crabs of an appropriate elder size so that you're not getting rid of the next year's crop.
That's Tommy Schlesinger Guidelli. He's ushering in the next generation to manage Crab Fest, which his father Rick started about 10 years ago. Mixed teams are formed of family and friends, every possible age from little kids to adults, and the teams have names and some even have logos and hilarious T-shirts. How you catch the crab is up to the team. I went on board a skiff captained by Uncle Chris Schlesinger, and it was a beautiful day on the Westport River, but those beautiful crabs were mostly elusive.
Okay, here's what I got with you.
You need a net?
Yeah.
No bar.
Talking that bucket.
That bucket.
You don't need any fancy gear to catch crab. A stick with a string on it will do, and a net.
You got one?
I think so. That's a good one.
Oh man.
Don't count your crab.
That was a good size.
We only ended up with two. Not very promising for dinner that night.
Eat before you go. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on the hot dog station. Well, it's ironic. The best crab is in front of the house.
I learned that crab like dark, shady spots with structures, and I don't think they're very fussy about bait.
Back in the day around here in Westport, people used to use chicken necks for bait, or whatever the cheapest part of the chicken was. Nowadays, you get wings or you get drumsticks. However, there is also a trend of using hot dogs, which a lot of people around here use, and we always like to have a hot dog stand at our Crab Fest to honor the mighty hot dog.
That's Susan Schlesinger, Rick's wife, and she tends to be the arbiter in case of dispute or protest when teams drift in for their counts. By the way, the price for cheating, like crabbing at night or even suspected cheating, is relentless ridicule. When the party begins, I see about 60 or so people and plenty of food just in case the catch is skimpy. But this time there are nearly 400 crabs, and it's an impressive sight.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to dump these.
Rick boils the crab and then scatters them like a frisbee shot down across an endlessly long table.
Pickers!
Okay, well, tell us what to do. But like, give us a lesson here.
So these kind of crabs have interior chambers. They have real small cartilage chambers, and you've got to open them up so that you can get the crab meat out of the chambers. And it's really delicious, but it's not the easiest stuff to do. It takes patience. I'll tell you one thing that happens that we've done every year. This is the first year we've changed it. Is we usually get about a half a dozen of us or so who pick all the crab, and then everybody eats it. I make crab cakes, but it takes a really long time, and this, you know, you can see it takes a long time to pick crabs.
Yeah. What do you put in your crab cakes, by the way?
You know, some vegetables like celery, peppers, onions, a little bit of, just a very little bit of, it's kind of a secret, actually, you know. It's really good, though. It's really worth it. There's nothing. This is my favorite food in the whole world.
Is it really?
Yeah. There's nothing I'd rather eat than blue crab.
The scientific word for crab is Callinectes, and it means beautiful swimmer. The blue crab is Callinectes sapidus, making this a beautiful savory swimmer.
Here, taste that. Pretty awesome, huh?
Sweet.
I bear witness, each little piece is a treasure, sweet with briny memory. It's officially the famous Chesapeake blue crab, but the good news is that there are plenty around Cape Cod for the catching and the feasting. We've got that secret recipe for those crab cakes, plenty of pictures, and links to crabbing tips, all on our website. Take a look at capeandislands.org. Oh, and in case you were wondering who won...
Let's be honest, the kids have to win by law.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Vicky Merrick of Atlantic Public Media.
No, they actually won this year, for real, but even if they hadn't, they would have won. Because the kids need to win.